The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let me share some conversations I've had with Republicans. And if I say to somebody on the Republican side, aren't you nervous about what's happening with this campaign and this division and what might happen to the convention? Do you know what I hear a lot? They are clinging to the hope that the way they'll be able to deal with that is that at some point between now and the election, and they say this, that they will get to see Hillary Clinton in handcuffs.
Oh, my goodness.
That there will be some kind of political perp walk based on your private.
Well, Matt, I know that they live in that world of fantasy and hope because they've got a mess on their hands on the Republican side. That is not going to happen. There is not even the remotest chance that is going to happen. But look, they've been after me, as I say, for 25 years, and they have said things about me repeatedly that have been proven to be not only false, but kind of ridiculous.
But you're a lawyer. You're a lawyer.
Right.
So how do you see this ending? Do you think the FBI and the Justice Department write you a letter and say it was a misunderstanding? Sorry, carry on?
Well, we're certainly going to carry on. I think it's a security review. It is a security review, and there are lots of those that are conducted in our government all the time, and you don't hear about most of them. You hear about this one because, you know, it does involve me, so that's why it gets so much attention. But I will tell you, sitting here in the Bronx, in this cafe, we're moving forward. The Republicans' fondest wishes will not be fulfilled.
While you're in the...
Well, I'm not sure that it's Republicans' fondest wishes, as she would frame that. And I'm not sure, Scott, that it's a review because you've had the FBI and other people who are, you know, very experienced with the FBI. They will retort, we don't do reviews. We investigate. They've got, you know, over 100 people, I think, and some have even given a number of 1,000 investigating her. Well, you know, it's like, why would you have that many people involved? And I think part of it, you know, as you and I were talking about, there's some air of confidence. I'm not sure to call it arrogance or not, but some confidence that maybe she knows something we don't. What do you think?
I think arrogance is there. I definitely felt like she was arrogant. It definitely shows that she's not taking it seriously. And, you know, I was reading a novel or a crime book one time, kind of a whodunit, and one of the things in there was that one of the ways the officer would determine somebody could tell a little bit if somebody's guilty or not was when they put him in a cell, if they would go to sleep, he was like, that person's probably guilty. Whereas somebody that was innocent would worry and walk around and fret.
Interesting.
And, She doesn't seem to care. She just doesn't care.
She's sleeping okay.
She's sleeping okay. Yeah.
And that's the case. You know, whether it's the Clinton Foundation, Benghazi, you know, still never came back with a proper response. I mean, that I heard anyway. That you know, to clarify her statement about not losing anybody in Benghazi. I mean, how do you forget four people and all the controversy and investigations that have been taking place as a result of that? But rather quite interesting to hear it, you know, from her mouth. But I keep thinking at times, and again, you know, maybe we have just a limited perspective. It's kind of like what Roy Williams had to say about people that comment on basketball. You know, he's a coach. He's with the kids every day. He understands what's going on. And so he finds it at times laughable when people make comments about the team who don't even go to the practice and understand what's going on. And there's so many moving parts with the Clintons and in the age of politics and this presidential race that, you know, we might be of the same perspective. We're so limited in our understanding. And I know at times, you know, President Obama kind of chuckles over some of the things because He thinks that everybody is quite naive. But, okay, he was there once, and he, you know, others thought he was naive, when, especially when it had to do with foreign policy. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're talking about the things that matter in your life. Glad you could join us. I'm Bill Martinez. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information. Now in over 270 markets across these United States and via shortwave around the world on WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. So if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Let's keep the conversation going. Let's sharpen up the swords together here, okay? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, the one and only Megan Barth. Megan, she is the proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. And Megan, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, it's great to be back, Bill. Thanks.
Hey, Megan, I don't know if you had a chance to hear that soundbite that we played from the former Secretary of State. Matt Lauer had asked her, you know, about, I guess, the giddiness of the Republican Party, thinking that she'd be doing a perp walk, you know, in a orange jumpsuit. And of course, you know, she's sticking to her story that that's not even going to happen, that it's not even the remotest of chances that she could be indicted for her email scandal, that she's been basically, you know, a good girl, operated within the law. And, you know, as Matt said, hey, look, you're an attorney, you know, so obviously this stuff, you know what's going on, you know, from a legal standpoint. And her insistence is this is a review. But any former FBI agent, anybody associated with things like this, you know, flat out say, look, the FBI doesn't conduct reviews. We do investigations. And when you consider the number of people on this case, there has to be something there.
There are 175 IRS agents on this case. They aren't checking to see if she didn't pay her car registration last year. Mm-hmm. They are checking to see if she violated our national security by breaching our national security by having a private server and handling confidential emails that were marked classified. We already know all this information. So Hillary can do whatever she wants, and she can obscure the truth, she can evade the truth, she can try to manipulate the truth, spin the truth, but anybody with an ounce of common sense, which aren't found in many of her supporters, are going to know and suspect otherwise. You know, I would love to hear Matt Lauer actually ask Hillary Clinton this question, and it's based on her abortion answer that she gave after Donald Trump's gaffe.
Mm-hmm.
And her abortion answer was very clear that a person that is unborn does not have constitutional rights. Well, that is a huge statement, and that is a window into the mindset of the left.
Mm-hmm.
And she, number one, has admitted that there is a person inside a pregnant woman. So let's all have a round of applause here, because what I was taught and what science tells us is that when a sperm and an egg meet together, they don't create an avocado, they don't create a banana, they create a person.
Right.
Okay. So now Hillary has admitted that there is a person inside a pregnant woman, And she says they do not have constitutional rights. So what Matt Lauer should have asked her today, outside of the FBI investigation, is if a woman is 8 months pregnant and she loses her job and falls under economic strife, will she be allowed an abortion under the Democrat platform, which exists and what they've adopted, which is abortion on demand? And Hillary Clinton needs to answer that question. Because if abortion is going to be a wedge issue, if the Democrats are going to create a wedge issue on abortion, they are going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because of the statement by Hillary Clinton, but because they have adopted abortion on demand.
But Megan, it's in their platform. They have to abortion anytime.
No one's asking them about that.
Yeah, and they did give her a huge pass, and there's no question. You know, they, you know, it galls me. I agree. What Matthews did to Donald Trump, but Donald Trump should have known better. I don't know if he was tired. I don't know what happened there. But to allow Chris Matthews to do that to him, it's like wow. That is very surprising. But again, it speaks to the issue. Just like with Barack Obama, we knew Barack Obama didn't have a lot of foreign policy experience. Had zero foreign policy experience. We knew what we were getting going in. When it comes to politics and some of these nuanced political issues, Donald Trump is a fish out of water. I mean, you got to call it for what it is. Business-wise, hey, he gets it. He understands. And all you can hope upon hope is that if he becomes the next president of the United States, he's sharp enough and lets go of some arrogance enough to where he has the right people around him, like Ronald Reagan. I believe that's what made Ronald Reagan so good, is that he surrounded him with people that you could count on. I mean, look what happened with the Obama administration. Anybody, it's almost like, you know, people, and I hate to put it this way, but it almost seems this way, that anybody who had a contrarian viewpoint and a brain, he's gotten out of there. He's got all the same type of people around him. Is it any wonder that we get the policies that we get? And what blows me away after all is said and done is he and Hillary and the rest of the Democrats will insist that they're helping the very people they're injuring.
Well, yeah, I find it quite, you know, I'm from Chicago, but half my life I spent in California, and Jerry Brown has been our governor now for 4 years, and he just passed the, you know, $15 minimum wage. And what's interesting is that the Democrats keep talking about income inequality, right? This is their big platform. This is, you know, equal pay for everybody, you know, $15 minimum wage. If the Democrats had a handle on income inequality, if they could solve income inequality, we wouldn't have states or cities like California or San Francisco. You look at San Francisco or you look at New York, which is all Democrats, and they have the greatest income inequality on record.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no.
Right. Well, so if the progressives were the champions of eliminating inequality when it comes to income, San Francisco and New York should be their bellwethers. That should be their example, but yet they are the worst.
It's the example of just the opposite. But Megan, to your point, see, this is the thing that's so cunning about them, is they take a weakness and they present it as a strength, and guess what? They're backed by the media and everybody, and they say, well, of course, you know, they care about grandma. Of course they care about, you know, college kids. Of course they care about income inequality and all this, but they're the ones that perpetrate it the most. It's disgusting.
Well, and this is the problem with the Republican Party. And this is why, you know, whether or not your listeners or you yourself are Cruz supporters or Trump supporters or Kasich supporters, what we need to do is align ourselves against the left and use their failures and their words against them. And we're not doing that. Instead, we are so focused on tearing each other down.
Right.
Which is allowing a good path for another Clinton presidency.
Yeah, we're wasting time. You know, if our lives have been reduced to an 8-second soundbite, you know, Megan, you better make sure that 8 seconds count, right?
Well, because
you only have so many bullets you can use,
right.
You know,
you
that
I,
people
you
capture,
I
right?
Exposed.
Yeah, exactly.
We're both exposed. We have a microphone. We better use it pretty well.
Exactly. And thank you for being on with us to use it well, Megan Barth. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 14 after the top of the hour.
From the creators of God's Not Dead.
I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
A classroom answer.
One of your students sent a text to their parents. Did this happen?
If you're asking whether I responded to a student's question, yes.
And your answer incorporated the words of Jesus.
Could cost Grace Wesley everything.
The Thalys are asking that you be fired, plus revocation of your teaching certificate.
They're looking to destroy you.
I'm not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
Please don't break. God's not dead. He's truly alive.
God's Not Dead, too. Now play. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and show times available at godsnotdead.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Hey, ready or not, here we are. 19 after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Megan Barth is with us as we continue the conversation. She is the founder proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, you can tell that one Donald Trump is happy to be back in New York, where he is very well loved, well positioned, and he's looking to find his mojo, and it seems like he's getting it back.
Yeah, he's definitely in an area that he's familiar with. People love him, and that's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is New York, and God bless Senator Cruz. However, the delusion that comes around Senator Cruz's campaign is something that can't be ignored. There is no way that Senator Cruz is going to get the nomination. He has to get 86% of the delegates, I believe it is, from this point forward. They're treating this win in Wisconsin like it's the second coming of Christ. granted, congratulations, you got Wisconsin. Okay, mm-hmm. But you're not going to get New York. Okay, you're not going to get New Jersey. You're not going to get Maryland. You're not going to get California. And so we have to look at this and say, okay, what is the strategy of the GOP establishment? And you look at Lindsey Graham's statement that was given, actually it was a letter, to Senator Cruz. And Lindsey Graham did not congratulate Senator Cruz on his win in Wisconsin, which you would expect from someone that endorses you.
Mm-hmm.
He sent him a letter that said, congratulations on stopping Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty.
So the whole,
pretty telling.
Tell. Yeah. I play poker, okay? You don't need a bigger tell than that. So the whole goal of the GOP establishment is not to make Ted Cruz our nominee. They don't want a constitutional conservative, and they certainly don't want a capitalist. What they want is a moderate. This is the rebirth of the Rockefeller Republicans. This is the rebirth of what they've shoved on us for the last two or three elections, which are losing moderates. We haven't had a conservative president. We haven't been the party of Reagan since Reagan left office.
Exactly. Most amazing. Megan, our conversation with the former congressman, John LaBoutelier, yesterday, he's been saying for the last 6 months at least that there will be a candidate coming out of the Republican Party that did not run. I mean, he is absolutely convinced. He's holding to that. And everything that the establishment seems to be doing, points to that direction. Although I got to give some, establishment types, some kudos. I mean, Ari Fleischer, the former White House press secretary under George W., gave some suggestions to Trump, which I thought were very encouraging words and insight into political baseball here. It was things that he needed to do. It was an open letter to him. Now, whether or not Donald Trump and his team will take the advice, it is something that I believe that Trump should well heed, because what I'm sensing at times, Megan, is that Republicans and anybody that wants Trump to be successful. I mean, you get the Trump haters, but you get some people say, God, is he the answer? He seems that he could be. And about the time that they start to, even get on the fence for Trump, then he says something goofy and they fall off the fence. And, and we're rehashing this process over and over again. So he ends up taking away more than adding, to his constituency and to the people that could follow him if he was just a little bit more careful, I guess.
And I don't just disagree with you. I said a while ago, put the Twitter toy down, Donald.
You and Melania. Toy. See, the women know this. Instinctively. Step away from the Twitter. Yes. Okay.
Step away from the Twitter toy.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so we're all kind of saying that. But, Donald Trump is his own man. I don't believe that he is an island unto himself, meaning that you don't create a $10 billion brand, a global brand, on your own. You surround yourself with the smartest and brightest. And I look at Donald Trump's, foreign policy team. I look at the fact that Jeff Sessions has endorsed him, who has been a conservative stalwart when it comes to our border and our immigration policy. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the likes of Rick Scott from Florida, mm-hmm. that endorsed him, and his other endorsements. And so this is what I trust, is that a good leader, a leader that I will trust, and this is why Trump is resonating with many people, including women. I have a hard time believing that women are fleeing from Trump, because when I go to his rallies and I cover his rallies for other press agencies, et cetera, it's 2-to-1 women.
Yeah.
When I talk to my girlfriends who aren't really engaged in politics, they are choosing Donald Trump because he's not a politician.
Mm-hmm.
They know well enough that politicians have given us the mess that we are in.
Megan, let me ask you this relevant to you know, to the women's natural, and I say for the most part, there is a natural inclination to Trump. Though the media would never pick up on it, the Democrats certainly are not going to, because they're trying to bring up every negative they can. Women, they want to be protected. And when I say that, I don't mean to make them inferior or anything, but they want a sense that, look, at somebody's watching out for them, you know, in that sense. And I think when they look over the landscape and they say, who's going to protect my country? Who's going to protect my kids? Who's going to give me a better shot? Is it going to be someone that didn't answer that 3 a.m. phone call and allowed Benghazi and an ambassador to die and then deny it, you know, along with all the other denials? Is it going to be somebody else that's kind of been flip-flopping on their policy? Or is it going to be one Donald Trump who's built a multi-billion dollar business, a brand, you know, who is it going to be? Who is the best shot? And I believe that what women are seeing is that they may, you know, get a little skittish about the obvious things like you and I are talking about, but I think this the point that you bring up, you know, needs to be drilled down a little bit deeper to understand the psychology of how women are responding at the end of the day. Are they going to feel a sense of protection by Donald Trump?
Well, you look at the facts and you look at the demographics and you look at Hillary Clinton. The only demographics that Hillary Clinton is pulling in, especially with women, is 50 and older. It's like the old, washed up, you know, Gloria Steinem crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That's who she's pulling in. She's not pulling in young women. So then you look at Donald Trump, for example, and you also look, if you want to go back as far as the 1984 platform of the Republican Party, and Reagan actually did a very good study on how women and men vote. And it really is the same. Okay, we vote very much like men. We tend to be more, a little bit more altruistic,
mm-hmm.
but when the rubber hits the road, we vote like men because we vote for a leader who we can trust. And women right now are looking for a leader because there has been such an absence of leadership. There has been such an absence on the national stage of a strong figure, whether that be a woman or a man.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at Donald Trump, and this is what women do. They say, he's a capitalist. Okay, the top three concerns of this country right now are safety, security, and jobs. That's pretty much how it boils down to. It's
mm-hmm.
two or three.
Right.
So women are going to look at Donald Trump and say, oh, a capitalist. Okay, he's built this great company. I bet you any money he can figure out how to create jobs. So my husband can make more money, or he can become employed, or I can make more money, or I can become employed, whatever it is. And then they say, we need a wall because we have this immigration problem. We have this fear. We fear ISIS. We fear sanctuary cities, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to trust Donald Trump in the fact that he's a builder. He's a developer. And he is going to build that wall. No politician has ever given us a wall.
Right.
Reagan was promised a wall.
Mm-hmm.
But we believe that a builder is going to build a wall, a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door, and maybe Mexico is going to pay for it.
Okay.
Right? So women vote very much like men, and they are looking for the safety and security that a border and jobs will give this country.
No. Very well said, and great insight here into, you know, what women are looking for. And this is in light of what, you know, some, you know, former female leaders would feel like, hey, we have a chance to elect our first female president, but maybe not this time. Megan Barth.
163 million people around the world lack access to clean drinking water. Women and children often bear the burden of walking hours each day for water, time that could be spent at school or work. Access to clean, safe water transforms lives. This year, Emergency and Charity Water have teamed up to transform communities affected by the global water crisis. With help from Fuller House actress Lori Loughlin, the organizations will work to bring clean water to communities in Ethiopia.
As a mother, the facts about the global water crisis are startling. I'm working with Emergency and Charity Water to ask you to help lift the burden with the 40 pounds challenge. 40 pounds represents the weight of a water-filled jerry can that women and children carry every day to bring water to their families. To participate, upload a picture of yourself to Instagram or Twitter holding anything up to 40 pounds with the hashtag 40 pounds and tag @emergency. For every picture, a donation of $5 will go to funding clean water sources in Ethiopia.
Visit emergencytransforms.com for official challenge rules.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Angels we have heard on high.
Well, America, it is your humble servant, Bill Martinez, back with you at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Ambassador Francis Rooney is with us. He's the author of the new book, The Global Vatican. The ambassador served as the U.S. ambassador to the Holy See, the governing body of the Catholic Church under George W. Bush, during an era of immense change and challenge for America and the Catholic Church. When Rooney's assignment began, America was 4 years out from 9/11, locked in difficult wars in two countries, including a conflict in Iraq of which the Holy See had strongly and vocally disapproved. And he got to be in the middle of it all and witnessed everything, all the different dynamics firsthand, and we're honored to have him here with us right now. Ambassador Francis Rooney, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Well, congratulations on the book, The Global Vatican. This gives us some insight. There has been conjecture and opinion tossed around because this pope has been so strong towards global warming. And so hopefully you can help us understand what is influencing the pope's worldview on this.
Yeah, this latest bombshell of Bernie Sanders being invited to the Pontifical Council on the Social Sciences conference, along with a bunch of other somewhat offbeat people, is really interesting to me. I think that the Pope obviously looks at things very differently, having spent a life working with the poor in Argentina and fighting bad governments there, like the Videla dictatorship, and fighting corruption. And so he's got a very different view of life than certainly the one we have in the United States. And I think some of that's reflecting out in what he says and who he listens to. Mm-hmm. Archbishop Sanchez Cerrando is from Argentina. That's one of his closest advisors. And then Cardinal Turkson is from Ghana. And he's the guy that evidently was responsible for a lot of the encyclical Laudato Si. And he expresses that typical third world mantra that we can't help ourselves, so you need to pay and help us. And I don't necessarily buy all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to see the Pope call out some of these countries, even like Ghana, that have weak institutions, that have limited rule of law and free press, and that have bad governments that repress their people. And no wonder they don't have any economy and they have so much poverty.
Now, when you served as an ambassador, of course, you were there with Pope John Paul and Pope Benedict, right?
Just Pope Benedict. We went over there just as Pope John Paul died.
Okay. So how much of the baton of this global policy was transferred from Benedict, or is this just something that's been escalated because of, this current Pope's worldview?
Oh, I think this has been a much, much divergent and accelerated view. He's put a lot of emphasis on an issue that the Vatican has heretofore framed in the context of respect for life, respect for all human beings and all God's creatures, more of a theological approach to mm-hmm. the relationship of all creatures. Pope Benedict used to call it something like the ecology of humanity or the ecology of life, including mm-hmm. non-human creatures. This
right.
thing here has become kind of a political weapon.
Yeah, and this is interesting to me that the Holy See would get involved with something, you know, so political and in my humble opinion, ambassadors, yet to be defined. I mean, you have our president saying it's a fact global warming exists, and I'm not sure if he means global warming, global change. I guess he can mean whatever he says it means, because it seems to be dynamic and very unfounded in scientific law and fact as we would know it.
One of the real peccadilloes of liberals is they like to make pronouncements and then assume that anybody else who disagrees with them is either ignorant, a Luddite, or a racist. And I don't buy that either. I think that obviously carbon emissions and CO2 has an impact on what's happened in the world, and we need to deal with that responsibly. And in that respect, I think President Obama's right on. But when they go and say it dominates climate change and it's all about that and we need to do all this massive stuff, I'm not sure I buy that. And certainly I don't buy it at the risk of undermining our domestic economy. You know, all these politicians are hired, if you will, to protect Americans at home and abroad and to assure that we have good opportunity economically to develop our families. If they'd focus on that, we'd be a lot better off.
Amen to that. I'm telling you, they've tried to take on more than they can chew, Francis, because it's been a presentation that we have a government of everything that will answer all our ills. And I find it quite ironic that even the Pope has bought into this, into thinking that somehow a control of global warming, as if God himself did not already have this under control, but somehow that, you know, we are to be stewards, but yet he wants to go beyond that design purpose of stewardship, and, you know, which I find quite interesting. And the other thing is that they say that it's to help the poor, when in actuality and in effect of the policies they're presenting would actually hurt the poor.
Absolutely. If you want to help the poor, you better straighten out your institutions in your country, make the country safe for capital so people don't keep their money out of the country, as Panama Papers is showing us right now.
Yes,
and you
exactly.
need to have a government that's not corrupt and respects law and the free press so people will invest money there. You know, Rwanda's trying to do that. They're trying to break out of the African circle of dependency, and I hope they can do it.
How much does the Holy See compromise its credibility by taking a stand that even the majority of Americans don't believe in? I mean, is he creating a conflict there unnecessarily?
Well, I think there's some risk to the Pope personalizing diplomacy. You know, the whole idea of diplomacy is to diffuse the personalities and focus on building bridges where you disagree and mm-hmm. leveraging issues in which you do agree. And here he got personal with Donald Trump, which I don't think was really constructive, and it kind of undermines the unique credibility that the Holy See brings to the world as a consummate moral authority. And now, this encyclical, in some sense, did the same thing.
Now, this new encyclical, when was this released now?
It was released, I want to say, December. I think it was December.
Right. And so for our audience understands, again, the name of the encyclical in Latin and in English was what, Ambassador?
Laudato si. It's like, may he be praised.
Mm-hmm. So here it is, and you know, when the Pope releases an encyclical, and he will do this from time to time, generally it has to do with issues of doctrine. So, you know, I found it quite interesting that the global warming found its way into this encyclical.
Yeah.
And that, go ahead.
This is another very good point he makes. He kind of depreciates a bit the concept of encyclical when he makes a political statement with it. In fact, you know, Pope Leo XIII wrote the famous encyclical about Catholic social teaching and unions and all that, Rerum Novarum. Mm-hmm. And that stood the test of time because he was careful in what he said. And he reached out and said, the Industrial Revolution has changed the game, and we just can't have these huge mining strikes and stuff like they were having in the 1890s. But we also have to respect private property, free enterprise, and the economic engine of markets that gives people the opportunity to provide for their family. This guy kind of got too far on the one side and didn't balance it with the other.
Well, you know, and again, this goes back to who's influencing him. And my understanding is that he only has, certain people around him, as we talked about earlier, that promote a specific worldview. Well, it's no wonder that his perspective would be influenced and a bit jaded. You know, to the point that he and President Obama feels like this is the number one issue the world is dealing with right now, more than ISIS.
Yeah, like we don't have Al-Qaeda, ISIS, everything else going on. That's a problem with the monarchical structure of the Holy See. And they don't get enough advice, and they're not trained like business people are to embrace a team of rivals, you know, to get differences of opinion around the table to make the best decision. And so you get a lot of politics, and it can wind up being a team of people that agree on something, and they get a little off base. One of the things the Pope has said is he wants to change the structure to get more advice, but it doesn't look like he's done it.
Exactly. Well, Ambassador Rooney has been our guest. His book, The Global Vatican, available at all the usual places, I take it, Ambassador, right?
Oh, yeah. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know, all bookstores. Also, I have a website, francisrooney.com. It's got all kinds of articles on there and things about the book.
Well, Francis, thank you so much for the information. Congratulations on the book, The Global Vatican. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour, America.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This report is brought to you by AstraZeneca. Today, nearly 28 million Americans have type 2 diabetes, and another 86 million are at risk for developing it. Dr. Phil McGraw has lived with type 2 diabetes for more than 25 years, and his professional experience as a former practicing clinical psychologist provides him a unique perspective to help people with type 2 diabetes take action and set goals. Dr. Phil McGraw, author and TV host.
While the physical impact of type 2 diabetes is well recognized, many people don't realize the emotional and psychological barriers those who have been diagnosed have to overcome. A 24/7 commitment, solid support system, and the right personal mindset are essential to managing the disease. This can seem overwhelming at first, but if you take the steps necessary to educate yourself, know your habits and change them, and develop a plan with your doctor, it is manageable. Be empowered to stick by your plan, and you will start to see results that will take you to your goal.
For more information and to join the movement, visit www.onitmovement.com.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it certainly is nice to meet some of Ricky's friends after all these years.
Lucy quiere que le diga que está muy contenta de conocer a los amigos míos de Cuba después de tantos años de casado.
Ah, muchas gracias.
Did you have a nice boat trip up here?
Honey, they're not hard of hearing, you know.
Bill Martinez.
Oh, it is time for the Lucy Girl. That's why we do Lucy here, because we just, I don't know. I hope you take it for what it means. It's just, you're just so endearing, Lauren. It's Life with Lauren time. And
I've been told I was like Lucille Ball, or the character of Lucy, since I was little, so I don't try to outrun it anymore. It is what it is.
You just got to embrace, and it's natural. I don't know. I don't know what happened. You're just, it's just perfect. It works. But it is kind of comical, you know, in listening to that bit sometimes when we try to communicate with people, and we just want to speak slower and louder, like as if that'll help understand, you know.
Exactly.
And then it takes Ricky to say, hey, you know, it's all good. Hey, a lot of things to cover here, but before we get too deep in this, I've been wanting to talk about what happened with Governor Scott, the governor of Florida. And a poor guy goes in, he wants to get a latte, and this gal's all over him, because she's getting the short end of the stick of Obamacare, and all the states are trying to, you know, make Obamacare work. Mm-hmm. They're forced into this deal. I mean, my humble opinion here, but this gal, like many others across the country, are feeling the reality and brunt and the shortfall of Obamacare and its promises. Mm-hmm. But boy, she was upset. She's lost her health care, and I don't blame her for being upset. But I think she targeted the wrong guy. And, boy, she went. I mean, here's the governor. He's going into a public facility there in Gainesville, Florida, and she lets him have it, like as if he was the responsible one,
right,
for Obamacare.
If I were him, I don't know that I would be going into places like that for a little while anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because people right. are so insecure about our country right now. They are very vehement. People are angry. Their filters have just been flushed down the toilet. People are saying whatever they want to say. And it is frightening not to have health care. But we shouldn't be in this jam in the first place. We shouldn't even be at this juncture. But, I mean, I have a friend right now that's dealing with cancer, stage four, and she didn't have a great job with great insurance. And so she couldn't get into the best places until she could save money, raise money with a GoFundMe account to be able to get to this hospital.
Oh,
and, you know, my heart just has been broken for her, because in the meantime, her cancer. She's not getting the treatment that she needs, and her cancer is spreading. And
exactly.
I'm watching this in somebody that's not much older than me and going, oh, my goodness, this is dreadful. We should be able to help one another. And thankfully, people have come alongside her, helped her raise her money, but it took a little time that she needed. She needed that time to be at the hospital getting on top of the disease. And so when it affects people that you love, you go, wow. And my parents, when my mother got sick, and a lot of you might not know, she passed away 10 years ago. Wonderful lady. Bill knew her. My parents were self-employed, and they had one of those, like, Christian Brotherhood type insurances, you know, where
right.
you pay for each other's, like,
exactly. Yes.
It'll be $50 a month, and instead of sending it to an insurance company, I would send it to Bill Munn and Martinez. You know, I'd send it to whoever they told me to send it to.
Exactly.
So we were trying to get her in a cancer research center, and my parents were big savers. They both grew up in the Depression, so they saved every penny they had. They did not spend like they could have, and they had to write an exorbitant check just to get her treated. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember saying, oh my, well, if they wouldn't have had that, they would have been turned away. So,
right.
you know, understand where she's coming from, but just to let loose, like you said, I mean, I think she just wanted to be heard by someone that had power.
Without a doubt.
Coming,
yeah,
you know?
for the governor, like you say, you're not sure you want to be in that. I think the two options are you go to a Starbucks that has a drive-through. You know,
yeah,
number one,
and
number two, yeah, get a Keurig, you know, get a Keurig like we got, right? You get the Keurig, and you got the traveling Keurig now, too.
You're looking at it all wrong. You're looking at it all wrong.
Oh, we are?
Okay. Governor.
Yes.
Send an intern.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, you would think. Yeah, you know, good point. But the other thing that he could have done, you know, and of course he probably had a schedule, is like, okay, let's have a town hall here. Only, you know, but everybody else is going, hey, look at, I'm doing my Facebook right now. Like, I want to hear all this craziness and stuff. And, you know, she's already on her third cup of coffee or whatever. But obviously, I mean, you know, this is something that was very visceral for this gal. And this whole video has gone viral. So you really feel, you know, for her, just like you say, your friends, I mean, the stories abound across the country. The unintended, quote unquote, unintended consequences of Obamacare. You know, we had, you could say the best. But it was a lot better than we got now. And my question remains, Lauren, you know, we did this all because of that supposedly 30 million people that were uncovered. And you asked the state, you asked the government and say, you know, that 30 million people that we targeted with Obamacare, how many of those are we now covering? You know, they can't give you a number.
Right.
They can't give you a number.
We never understood the vernacular anyway.
Right.
And if you all remember, when everything came down, I knew for sure the Chief Justice, because John Roberts, was going to knock it down. I was like, this isn't going to pass, because they don't even, no one even knew what it said.
Right.
Remember, I think it was Nancy Pelosi who was kind of like, blah, 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 blah. And
yeah, so, you got to pass it to know what's in it. Yes, exactly. Those famous words.
And so he supposedly rewrote it, and now we're in this situation where no one even knows what their, you know, coverage is, if they're covered. And like I said, the people they were setting out to help, I don't know that they're being helped. I know my friends that don't have insurance are not being helped.
Well, you know, you've seen
cases.
Stories. Yeah, you've seen stories of people. I mean, I'll never forget. It's just emblazoned in my brain of this one man who found himself in a catastrophic situation, cancer. He goes, I'm not doing this to my family. He goes, I'm not going to do any treatment. I'm not going to seek any health care. I'm going to just let God do what he's going to do, and that's it, because I'm not going to bankrupt my family over this situation. And these are life and death decisions that people are making. Thank you very much, Obamacare. And that conversation will continue. Hey, last night, American Idol wrapped it up, huh?
Listen, we are all excited over here in Tupelo, Mississippi, because we're claiming Trent Harmon to be our very own. He's from Amory, Mississippi, about 20 miles away.
Uh-huh.
So we're all kind of, you know, close community. I'm just like, oh my goodness gracious. His sister and I are actually friends. We were big, you know, pageant people together, but obviously she's a lot younger. I think I judged her or emceed a pageant that she won. Beautiful girl. So it really is amazing. I mean, a hometown kid won the final American Idol season 15. Yeah, it was really surreal.
And the wrap up, the whole deal, it's, you know, they've had a great run, you know, for all these years, and the talent that they've exposed. And maybe that's, you know, maybe they outlived their life cycle, you know, beyond expectation, but, they've done a great job. You know, you think of all the talent that has come out of American Idol, and here it is, your dear friend, your sister's, his sister, well.
Yes.
sister's brother, so you've got, you can definitely relate and claim some hometown victory here.
Besides Elvis Presley, we just are in Harlan now.
Exactly, and we may get to see Elvis yet. You know, like I told you, when I was going through Memphis, they saw his image on a piece of toast. I said, "Hey, I'm getting closer." I guess
I'm getting closer. Well, people do forget about Tupelo. Like I had a friend the other day that said, "You know, Elvis's birthplace, Memphis." I'm like, Tupelo, Mississippi. This is where he was born, and I'm telling any of you that want to come, it is truly amazing all that they have here. At his birthplace, they have a gift shop, they have a museum, they have a church, they have beautiful grounds. When I was a kid, Elvis would come into town, and we knew when he was here. I remember he would give people cars, and there's this little diner across the street from the birthplace, and he would eat there often. So they have all these menu items from his favorite foods, like the peanut butter and banana sandwich. And when he passed away, our town really mourned, because like with Trent Harmon, we considered him our very own. And that was, I remember that day exactly where I was, exactly what was going on. But probably I would say our town brings in millions a year. I can't say the specific amount with tourism. People coming in from Japan and Germany and Australia, I mean, all, you know, east, north, south, east and west, all corners of the world to visit the birthplace, because Memphis is only, you know, an hour and a half away. So the birthplace and then his mansion are close together.
Now, Priscilla and the Colonel, the estate there, they don't have any control over that. It's just Graceland, right?
It's Graceland. It's an institution.
Well, like as if it's just, I mean, they make so much money out of Graceland anyway, right?
Well, in the drones.
Yes.
Well, this is the thing, is you and your wife are coming to visit us, and you guys are going to go, "Oh, you're kidding," because my aunt and uncle lived down the street from Graceland growing up. I have never been in it. And my dad is from Memphis, and my uncle graduated with Elvis from high school in
Junior
High.
Very cool.
And I've never been in it. So,
We're definitely going to make it. I've only been saying this for 100 years. Every time I go to Nashville, I go, "Hey, we're going to make the drive." And, of course, last time all of us got sick and the whole deal. Hey, so Shanty Girl got you to the movies. You finally got a chance to see Zootopia, huh? She got tired of you saying, "Well, one day we'll see Zootopia," huh?
Well, she kept wanting her papu to go along. That's my dad.
Yeah.
And he was never with us. And so my dad last night's like, "I think I'll pass." I'm like, "You're not passing. We've been waiting to see this movie for weeks so you can go with us."
Right.
It was really super cute.
Yes. Well,
everybody needs to see that.
It has made so much money. It's been so successful. It's been hanging in there in the top three for how many weeks now? It's just a terrific movie, and I'm glad you had a chance. Hey, if I'd have been there, I'd have taken there a lot early, because I've been wanting to see this, and my grandkids have been busy. Every time I try to, you know, say, "Okay, come on, kids, let's go." Well, we got soccer, we have this to go to, and everything else, and you know.
Ricky,
so there's
no excuses.
I know. I just got. In fact, I may have to go borrow a grandkid or something, huh? So, you know, you may have to come and put bail on me. Go, "What did he do now?" He goes, "We drug some kid, you know, drug some kid to see Zootopia because he wanted to see it so badly." Well, say goodnight, Lucy. It's time to wrap it up.
Good night, Lucy. Love you guys. Have a great
weekend. Take care, huh? All right. Lauren, Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.